Republicans are pretty angry at him for the way that we got out of Afghanistan and left Americans behind. You also hear even from some Democrats. Here's Bob Menendez, one of the most corrupt people in all of Capitol Hill, criticizing the Biden administration. He threatened to subpoena the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, because Lloyd Austin failed to appear before the Senate. So now he's threatening a subpoena. And he had this to say about how the Biden administration conducted the withdrawal effort when he spoke with Tony Blinken.
I supported the decision to eventually withdraw our military from Afghanistan. I have long maintained, however, that how the United States left mattered. Doing the right thing in the wrong way can end up being the wrong thing. And to get this right, the Biden administration needed to answer two fundamental questions. First, would the withdrawal leave a durable political arrangement in its wake? Second, would the U.S. and our allies maintain an ability to collect intelligence, conduct counterterrorism operations in a region still rife with groups, including ISIS-K, seeking to do us harm?
Right.
I believe the U.S. clearly fell short on the first measure.
Clearly fell short.
And time will tell on the second.
Yeah, we know what the answer is going to be on that as well. Let's talk to an expert on this subject. He's Lieutenant Steve Rogers, former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence, who supported the FBI's National Joint Terrorism Task Force in Washington, D.C. He also served as a lieutenant in the New Jersey Police Department, and he's the president of Campaign for America. We welcome him back now. Lieutenant Rogers, great to have you back, sir.
Well, Vince, thank you. And may I just thank you and Jen, your executive producer. We went through a little tough time getting me on, but boy, she made it happen. So thank you.
Yeah, no, we're grateful you're here now. Tell me about your thoughts about how the Biden administration is explaining itself, or at least failing to.
Well, Vince, they are consistently lying to the American people. They're creating false narratives. Look, I've been with military intelligence my whole adult life. I know how it works. Number one, when I think it was Representative Meeks and Blinken were very arrogantly blaming President Trump, blaming the Republican Party, blaming everybody but themselves. But what bothered me was when they suggested that, well, you guys, meaning us, who are criticizing Biden, what's your plan? What would your plan be? Well, it would be an effective plan. One, Bagram Air Base, reopen it, get our troops in, secure the perimeter, and you're going to get people out. Secondly, rapid response teams. We always created them in the military so that you'd have to go into a hostile area to get your people out. They didn't do that. And then the conditional withdrawals. You don't withdraw unless you put conditions on the Taliban. That was completely removed. And finally, you know, you have to keep your intelligence assets on the ground and in the air. They did not do that. So as you just heard, with regard to some of the audio you played, they continue to lie, cover their own rear ends, and give the people false narratives. An utter, despicable, catastrophic failure.
Yeah, I mean, they're just amazing number of headlines. Just with each passing day, the horrors continue as we find out more terrorists are now in charge of the government in Afghanistan. Everybody from the Haqqani Network to four of the prisoners that were released from Gitmo in exchange for Bo Bergdahl. And then we see over the weekend a video of Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri. All of a sudden, he's alive, it turns out. There's videos being released now of him that are easily dated to this year. It seems to me that this is about the worst case scenario, Lieutenant Steve Rogers.
Well, it is the worst case scenario, and it's even going to get much more worse, because what we now have is the epicenter of worldwide training for terrorists of all stripes. They're going to be going to Afghanistan. That's number one. Number two, we have not yet felt the wrath of the terrorists, whether it be ISIS, ISIS-K, Al-Qaeda, or the Taliban. And when I say we, the American people, we have to be really ready to what I believe might come if we don't make some big changes here. And keep in mind, Vince, something that Blinken did not want to talk about was anything related to China. Now, there was a reason why. There was a question about Hunter Biden, et cetera, but that wasn't the reason why the question was asked. The question was asked to get Blinken to talk about the Chinese Communist Party's fingerprints all over this Taliban insurgency of Afghanistan. The Chinese Communist Party's involved in this. They're trying to change the geopolitical makeup and the military power base in that region. Well, the Biden administration don't want to go near that. So we're in some real, real tough times if the American people don't wake up.
Yeah, I mean, the deception is just the latest indignity as they continue to lie to the American public. I saw today the New York Times is reporting that top U.S. intelligence officials, this is the source that they're crediting, say that al-Qaeda could rebuild in Afghanistan within 1 to 2 years. Given the track record of the intelligence community of late, should we expect al-Qaeda being reconstituted within maybe a week?
Absolutely, Vince. I'd say within weeks, okay? And I say that because these guys haven't been sleeping all this time. They have cells all over the world. They'll probably now all gather somewhere in Afghanistan, wheel and deal with the Taliban, and set up their bases of operations. Now, the intelligence community, which I hope we're going to find out down the road, I find it hard to believe they didn't have all the correct information and that the administration simply ignored it. We got too many good professionals there that do a great job, but somebody somewhere, and I lay this also at the foot of General Mark Milley, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, just either ignored the intelligence or they're really, truly inept. I believe they ignored it, and they never believed it would come back to hurt them.
Are you following this Mark Milley news today regarding his decision-making in the wake of January 6th, you see CNN has got this report that Mark Milley instructed the general officers who run the National Military Command Center not to act on any orders they receive about their duties unless they run it through Mark Milley first. This was a goal to try and subvert whatever orders may have come from the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Additional reporting from National Review, and this all stems from a book written by both Bob Woodward and Bob Costas of The Washington Post. They claim that Milley called his counterpart in China and said that if any American attack on China was forthcoming, that he would call them ahead of time to let them know it was occurring. These are shocking allegations. What do you make of them, sir?
Well, they are shocking, and I must tell you that I am aware of this. Our Campaign for America organization has launched a petition to have Milley court-martialed and removed, if true. Mark Milley, it served distinguishedly, but you know what? He tarnished that office. And the fact of the matter is, when I saw him on these press conferences, I knew just by looking at him that he was either lying through his teeth or he is very, very inept. And I believe it's lying through his teeth. So if, in fact, these are true allegations, he was aiding and abetting the enemies of this country. He should be removed from office and perhaps even prosecuted.
Yeah, that sounds like a good path. Lieutenant Steve Rogers, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time today.